Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Tyler Bridges.
Hey.
The man, the myth, the legend. How many babies did you birth today? Any whales you've saved today?
Not today.
Okay, no, okay. Today. Well, you're a humble man. You're a humble man. So your chat was awesome. It's not your chat. It was the K20, but you kind of ran the show, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was the one tweeting from the K20 account, obviously. So.
So is this something that K20 is going to start getting more involved in, or is it something they've kind of been doing? I just have recently seen them get a little more active on the Twitters.
Yeah. I mean, we've obviously had social media accounts on all of the more popular forms of social media, but it hasn't really been anything that's been an intentional and concerted effort to try to do. So,
gotcha.
So whenever I came, it was that was obviously one of the big things to me, was increasing presence on social media, just for it's obviously good for educators, for us to share resources we have, and then obviously good for us to increase our exposure. And a lot of people don't know all of the far-reaching, extensive, amazing things that K20 and all of its partners and all of its content area experts and things, all the crazy things that we do. So,
well, that was going to be my next question. Are you just PD, or what else does the K20 Center do?
A ton of different stuff. I mean, obviously, we have content area experts in all core content areas, mostly secondary, 6 through 12. But we have a multitude of grants that we have, a lot of different partnerships with, obviously, public schools all over the state, rural schools, urban schools, some partnerships with some universities. We're obviously a research institution, so we conduct educational research on every project that we have. But we've had Gear Up grants for a lot of years. National are probably what most people associate us with is the Oklahoma Educational Technology Trust technology grant to schools, and we're the facilitator. We facilitate the actual program, so we do all the training and things to that for the schools that actually get the OETT technology grant each year. We have a digital game-based learning department where we have like 12 digital educational games, a lot of award-winning games, have a lot of development, and some really crazy wild research projects in education and community renewal. So we just do a ton of stuff. We do strategic planning for schools, 5-year strategic planning. We do just all kinds of stuff. So okay. I found out really quickly, kind of whenever I was transitioning from, you know, being a public school administrator to going to the K-20 Center, people are like, so what is K-20? Right. Where is it? What's it? You know, I'm like, is it new? And I'm like, no, it's been there for 25 years, you know, doing great things the whole time. So we just don't, just like public education in general, we don't talk about ourselves enough. So we're going to definitely increase our presence. So.
Well, excellent. And the Twitter chat was a great start at that. How did you think it went?
I thought it went very well. I even kind of went and looked at where Mrs. Waters does her Twitter archive and looked through and kind of saw some of the stats behind it too, and was even surprised at how many different people and how many messages were sent during, tweets were sent during the hour, and I thought it went extremely well.
Well, and I think the
so
side
chats.
It was
nice to hear everyone talk about sometimes the ugly subject of talking about professional development publicly. We all know how sometimes we feel about it personally, but don't often get to speak of it publicly.
Well, and you should. So Scott and I recorded today. You should. We got off on a tangent a couple of times.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's everything.
It can truly be an ugly thing. I mean, and I know that. We know that, and that's why we're very, very consciously aware whenever we develop custom PDs for schools, and obviously we're doing professional development for different grant programs and partnerships and research projects and things. We always want to make it as engaging and relevant and specific to what they're doing to try and make it worthwhile for teachers, because we know that sometimes PD, the struggle is real in PD. So,
were there any questions asked that, I don't know, the K-20 Center really wants to know, like, man, where can we hit our audience next? Were any of the questions where you written so that you could get real feedback and then implement it immediately?
Probably two questions. One of the most simple ones, which is just what is good PD?
Yeah.
Because we want to know what engages people and what they're looking for, because we've had these discussions as educators and colleagues and different people have conversations about, you know, what PD is now versus what it used to be and what it needs to be now in order for me to be engaged. And it's kind of, for a lot of people, ed camps have spoiled them when it comes to PD, because it's, it needs to be truly relevant and engaging to me. And if it's not, then I want to get up and go somewhere else, or I'm going to be completely unengaged and get on my phone or, you know, do whatever. And so what is good PD was definitely an intentional one. And then also probably my favorite question of the entire thing, reflection at the K-20 Center is a huge piece of all of our, whether we do leadership training or all of our, you know, content specific PDs and things, is the question about, you know, obviously being reflective and what are your own personal needs when it comes to PD, because I don't think schools and leaders and really honestly teachers themselves think and intentionally ask enough, you know, well, what is it that I actually need? You know, I'm going to reflect on my own strengths and weaknesses and what is it that could make me better at what I do?
Right.
And so that was obviously very intentional as well.
Excellent. Does K-20 have any vision to do another one soon?
Chat-wise,
yeah.
Most definitely. We'll do it. We'll do it as much as they'll let us do it. So we did obviously kind of jumped out and brainstormed. We have an outreach team with some really good BizCon people and some good obviously some good educators and things that are on our outreach team, kind of specifically increasing our specifically to increase our presence social media wise. And so we wanted to start with something fairly generic first. So we would definitely love to get a little bit more specific or address maybe, something we've done some extensive research in or a leader chat or something. We would definitely love to do more.
Excellent. All right.
So,
Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I heard you've got a hot date tonight.
The kids are away. It's an early OU game tomorrow, so it kicks off at like 11. So it's going to be a little bit early for Grandma to come all the way to Norman and snag the kids. So they went tonight. So yeah, we're going to do something super exciting. Like, we're going to Target here in just a minute.
Yes.
No, we might get like pizza and maybe go to Hertz Donuts. You know, you never
you
know.
You really something know how crazy. To get to a woman's heart, don't you? All right. Well, buddy, go and have a great evening. Thank you for this. And we'll talk to you soon.
It.
Well, are you recording?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Okla Said, the official Okla Ed podcast. And we are here. This is week number 34. Scott, do you remember our live podcast that we did at iPad Palooza OU?
Yeah. With our legions of fans
Our legions of fans contacted me this week, i.e. Ramona from Dewey.
Nice.
Shout out to Ramona. And she and I had quite a conversation. Like, she was kind of inspired during that session, just so you know. And she is presenting podcasting in the classroom to her teachers in a couple of weeks. Wow. And so she was picking my brain and she was like, can I mention Scott too? I was like, yeah, you can mention Scott. And anyway, so Ramona, thank you for attending our session.
Yes.
And we're glad you're inspired, and reach out to either of us anytime. I just wanted to throw that in there before we got started on the amazing K-20 Center chat.
You know, I think everybody and his dog has a podcast. We are living proof. But I just think that this is a great vehicle for really a allowing students to have their voice heard in a variety of ways.
I totally agree. We talked about you can just listen to podcasts in the class and develop listening skills, develop note-taking skills, get, you know, some information into their brains, like with presidential. I saw an article, I think I shared it with you, where teachers are listening to Serial in the classroom and going through what inferencing is and note-taking and critical thinking and stuff like that. Yeah, there's just all kinds of ways to use podcasting, whether you're just listening or whether you're creating. And here's
something else. I mean, you also have something that can kind of live on after your earthly body expires, as it were. I know that's sort of morbidity, but
I would like to know who is going to listen to us after our earthly bodies are gone.
Our loved ones might enjoy being able to still hear us.
You know what? That's really sweet and sentimental. I think you're right. All right.
I'm just tossing it out there.
No, I love it. Well, and so I just came across a new podcast last week called A Very Okay Podcast, and it's all about Oklahoma.
Oh, who hosts it? Okay. What I meant to say was, shall we dive into K-20 Center?
Let's.
If only I had a picture of your face when I asked that question.
So the chat was about professional development. Yep. The good, the bad, the ugly.
We've all sat through them. All of them. We've sat through all of those. If you have
every single one of these,
if you have taught for 1 year, you've sat through all of those.
Yeah, for sure. So question one, how do you define PD and what does it mean to you? Mm-hmm. Scott, what is PD to you?
Oh my gosh. If I can, PD for me means that I can find, learn, explore, or experience something that can impact my teaching starting the next day.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think I said something like that. Whatever I can do that makes the education more relevant to my students, to what my students need. Don't sell me on the next level of
I don't need a gadget. I don't need a gadget.
What study I can do.
Right.
I want to know what my students can create tomorrow based off of what I learned today.
Yeah, and can Study Island complement that? Maybe, I don't know. But maybe, don't sell me on your products. But there have been times too where I've needed, and I think Vanessa Perez addressed this too, where she needs to go to learn and then she just needs to like chill out in a cave. I think she said in a cave somewhere. You know, like when I was
what you're doing, yes.
Yeah, like when I was trying to learn as much as I could about gamification, I was not taking that into the classroom the next day. But I needed to sit through and mull and marinate and chill and ponder.
Yes. And I will say one of my favorite sessions I'd ever gone to was on Scratch and using Scratch in the classroom.
Right.
And they actually gave us some time to make there. And I made this cute little, Scratch like animation. We were making our own GIFs out of it. And then I never used it after that. Like, it was one of my favorite sessions, but I never found a way to connect it. And so it was a good PD. And that it's in my bag of tricks for some other time, but I just haven't used it yet.
You know, I did a digital breakout EDU with some teachers about a month ago, and
yes,
I had never done that before. And I had a major hiccup right at the beginning, but I'm a quick thinker on my feet. And so with a small adjustment, we were able to continue through it. They, although frustrated at first,
yes.
I think, in fact, they shared later that one of the ladies was really grumpy that this is how it was going. But by the end of the thing, which it took about 45 minutes to get through all the breakout stuff, they really enjoyed it. And we did it digitally. So I know there's the ones that you can buy that have all the different locks. But
the
we
boxes,
did it, we did a digital version. It worked out really well. I was pleased.
So I went with a Josh Flores tweet on this one, and he is hashtag FlusterEdFlores this week. He said, PD.
He's so clever.
He is so clever. Man, yes. I feel like just being in his entourage. If I could be in his entourage, I would get, I don't know, a whole nother vocabulary.
Orbit his aura.
Yes, yes. He says, PD equals any experience I can incorporate into a badass lesson or use to level up my teaching style. And I love the I love the vernacular there, the leveling up. Mm-hmm. I think that's what education really is. We're building on the next skill, and so we're always leveling up. And I like the idea. I mean, it's just a whole other way to gamify is even just simply using the vocabulary.
Right.
When, you know, in the classroom. So I loved that tweet all around for many reasons.
There's some gamification stuff that I think is really important to consider just in general, whether you buy into gamification or not.
Yeah.
I went with the Effortful Educator, who is at Effortful Educator. And they said, PD is a chance for T's to grow, learn what's new, and hopefully have something tangible to take back to their class.
Indeed.
I remember I used to settle on one thing. Like, if I can sit through all this crap all day long and get one good thing, then it was a success. And with ed camps and the things that we're doing through Twitter and things like that, forget it. I want a wealth of good things, or it's a waste of my time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Question two, give us an example of a good PD experience you have had. What made it good? I went with Gage Jeter on this. He is at The Real G Jeter. He said, OWP, teachers teaching teachers, not top down or being talked at. Instead, engaging as participant and doing the activities.
OWP. Oh, wow, people.
Maybe. I was trying to think
okay,
on that one,
too. I was hoping you would know.
That one I don't have right off the top of my noggin. But
oh, wow, people, teachers teaching. Gage, let us know.
But I think ones that have benefited me have been ones... It doesn't necessarily. I don't mind sit and get. I don't mind. No. I don't mind hands on. I don't mind going on a journey or walking around. But it's important to me.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, and I think allowing teachers the opportunity to pick. I mean, even if your school, your district has 15 things they want to present. Mm-hmm. Give the teachers the ability to pick which four sessions they're going to out of those 15 things. And I mean, even if it's your 15 things, at least I have some choice and I don't have to sit through X when I've seen X and used X 100 times. I can go sit through Y.
Yeah.
So I don't like that.
Right. Like I don't necessarily need a reading intervention as a math teacher.
Exactly.
Although possibly beneficial, as a math teacher, I want math or I want some sort of teaching model.
Did you know, sorry, Gage, I'm pretty sure this is hitting me right now. Gage was in a podcast episode with Josh Flores, his podcast on Your Plan.
Very cool.
He had an episode that revolved around Gage. Yeah. Okay. So I went with Angela Clark Little on this one, and she is at Ange M. Little. She said, I would love to see advocacy PD offered. How can we be an effective voice or how to be an effective voice for yourself and your students? And I really liked this. She didn't give an example of one she had had, but an example of one that may be beneficial for teachers, administrators, parents, students out there when we're talking about advocating.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So question three, give us an example of a bad PD experience you have had. What made it bad? So I had literally, like, I unpackaged the smart board. I put the smart board together. I installed the smart board stuff on Sepulpa Public Schools computers, and like I was the smart board person, right? When smart boards were the thing.
Yeah.
And then I was made to sit through a half-day training on it. And I was like, I could teach this, and I need to sit through this?
I already got this,
yo. Sorry, this is the PD we're offering today. And I was just thinking, oh, my word, like, know your audience. You know, it was rough. It was bad. So
don't make me do this when I can be teaching.
That was a bad one. I knew it. Yes.
I don't know for sure, but I believe this may have been the most retweeted, favorited tweet of the night was mine. And it was the Bloodborne Pathogens again. 15 years in a row.
Okay.
If you? It's, listen, if it's wet and it's not yours, just don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Bloodborne pathogens covered.
I think I deleted the picture because I have already done it and used it, but I have, don't tell anybody, I have the answer key. Do you know that the answers do not change year after year after year after year?
The GCN stuff doesn't change. I took that GCN thing 10 years in a row, and it was the exact same 10 questions over bloodborne pathogens or whatever.
Well, and here's the deal. If you have 5 computers, which I just happen to have devices like crazy in my house. If you have 5 devices going at the same time, all 5 can be logged in with your username. Oh, this is bad.
And you could be in different things.
We should maybe edit this out.
No,
you can
we need to share with everybody.
Work smarter, not harder. The answers don't change. If you're in your first year of school, your second year of school, do the quiz because you need to know this stuff.
Right.
And the stuff on Mary Kay Letourneau, the stuff on Bloodborne. I mean, there is good information. But if you're in your 6th year of teaching, in your 12th year of teaching, in your 20th year of teaching, listen to me. Reach out to me on the Twitters. I will give you the answer key. You can have 5 devices going at the same time. And if you have so many going, you can hit next. And within a second, you're hitting next. And then within a second, you're hitting next. So there's no reading. There's no downtime. You're just going next, 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 next. You've got the answer key, A, A, B, A, B. Enter. You're done. I think there's like 10 or 12 of those videos that you have to get through.
Right. Mandatory by the state. Thank you very much.
All of them in an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, work smarter, harder.
Maybe bloodborne pathogens once every 2 or 3 years, but not every single year. And you know what? There was 1 year I just went through and marked A on every single thing just to see what would happen. And I think I got
nothing. You can fail and nobody's coming back at you. So why? Why are you wasting our times? Who is looking at this?
Nobody's looking at it. No, we're just documenting it. We're just documenting that you have it.
You've done it. You've done the training. You've sat through it. That's it. And so you are wasting my time, man. Stop wasting my time. Sorry.
Okay, so what did Chris Paradise have to say?
Chris Paradise said, not a fan of sales pitches, masked as PD. But I've written many a grant proposal during those, never for their product, though. And I'm like, yes, I mean, there's always the vendor day at school, right? I remember when I worked at Sepulpa, like, all right, Pearson's here today. They've got Subway and cookies. Get down to the Pearson room. Or, you know, Houghton Mifflin's here, and you got to sit through their 30-minute sales pitch on why their textbook needs to be adopted by your school.
But you get a taco bar.
There's a taco bar. So, anyway, thank you, Chris. I feel ya.
I mean, bad PD is any PD where you take your papers into grade and you actually do the grading. I was at an ed camp once, and here's the beauty about ed camp is you just leave. Like, this isn't jiving with my mojo, so you just wander out. And a lady had brought her papers in to grade in a session that I was in, and she graded her papers the entire session. And so I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be rude, but I was just like, you are totally missing the whole premise of ed camp.
Or was she, and maybe your section? No, yeah, no, the getting out and finding what you need. That's funny.
So Jessica Oakes, she is at Jessica_Oakes1, said, any mandated PD with vet teachers is always rough. Teachers are a tough crowd. And I believe you were just addressing that, Erin.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
So question 4, what is good PD for you?
Oh, man. Well, we've already talked about it. Something that I can use that's relevant for my students tomorrow.
Right.
Or the next day or a week from now. But I'm going to be able to use it with my students. But I went with Steve Gilliland post, and he is at Steve_Gilliland. He said, good PD is relevant. Challenges you to try something new or improve something that you're already doing involving self-reflection.
Right.
Self-reflection is very important there, Steve. You are so right.
I mean, that's how you get better, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, really. You do something and I think that was when I was super active in the classroom. I was blogging almost 2 or 3 times a week, and that was my reflection. And I think I grew a lot just through that process. I think good PD for me is PD that I need for me because I know where my glaring weaknesses are. I don't know some of my hidden weaknesses that where somebody else needs to come in and watch me teach and go, yo, buddy, you're not doing this, you know, I don't see this from you. So I think it's got to be meaningful for me. And again, I don't care if it's sit and get hands-on exploratory conference. I'm not super picky on all that, but it's got to benefit me.
Right. I have gone into PDs to challenge myself. Twitter 101 at Ed Camp Tulsa, 04 maybe. 14.
No. Yeah, 14.
14 was one of those. And look at me now. Like, I love the Twitters. But it was definitely a session that I went into not knowing anything about and going to be challenged. Right. I took a second tweet on this one, so you know. I went with Ann Beck as well. And she said,
at Mrs. Beck 25.
Yes. She said, hands on. Don't talk to me. I can YouTube that. Involve me, include me. Let's do it too. That was good, because there have been many things that I thought, okay, I got more on YouTube than I did in your 1 hour session. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can learn anything on YouTube. Anything.
Oh my, yes.
Including, well, so we can have our own Breaking Bad episode.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad, the podcast. I went with Alicia Winters here. She is at Mrs_Winters35. And she had just a little list. A, affects immediate change. B, inspires to do better. C, reminds of best practices. D, improves communication with staff. E, all of the above. Hashtag OklaEd.
I loved it. I loved her format for that, too. It looks great.
And we, just for the general listener, all seven of you, when Aaron and I put show notes together, we hardly ever leave comments because we're just constantly building and tweaking. But Aaron actually commented on that one.
Yeah, that was a great one. I liked that. Yeah. I liked that tweet. Question five. Mm-hmm. When you attend a PD, what are the elements that have to be present for you to be actively engaged in the PD? That was a thinker.
Yeah, that was...
I was like, I guess I hadn't really thought about that one before.
Right. I hadn't either, but I think when I attend, elements that I have to be present for me to be actively engaged, I think, again, I need to be able to make meaning of it. Or I need to be interested in it so that I can sit and think on it, or even talk with somebody immediately afterwards. Like, I can think of some of my best PD has been with my friend Christina, she's now in Seattle, but we would go to a session together, and then we would spend the next hour talking about how could we use what we just saw in our classroom.
Well, and I think a great PD is something also that you can attend and I can attend. You teach calculus, I teach, fifth
not
and eighth
calculus.
Grade. What?
Not calculus. You teach not calculus.
I teach not calculus. Yeah, exactly. It's something that you and I can, talk about, and like, how are you going to use this? And then how am I going to use this? And they're going to be totally different ways, but it's the same, product or idea or whatever. I like things that move across the spectrum as well. Mm-hmm. I went with a Wes Fryer tweet on this, and he is hit or miss on these Twitter chats sometimes, but when he's in, he's got pretty good stuff to say.
He's dropping knowledge bombs when he visits.
Yeah, and so he said, the opportunity to discuss and engage with other participants. I love turn, pair, share during time during PD. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That is really important. Like, Scott turns to Aaron turns to Scott. How are you going to use this? You've got like 5 minutes to kind of like brainstorm or say, yeah, this is a total crap session or whatever. But I like the turn, pair, share. We use it in the classroom. Why not use it in PD more often?
Right, and I've started trying to do that with PD that I do through a Google Slide or a Padlet, where share your ideas right here, and then you don't have to do this alone. Talk with your neighbor while you're sharing these ideas.
No, with the Padlet at iPapalooza OU.
Yeah.
I had never used Padlet like that, and that was really fun.
Yeah, there was great ideas. Because then you're not just, when if you turn pair share with Wes, you hit a gold mine, right? But if you turn pair share with me, it may be silver.
Right. It's the worst.
I mean,
it's like, he was a dud.
Yeah. But if you can turn pair share with everybody in the room.
Yeah.
Through some sort of Padlet or Google Doc or Slide or something like that. I chose Steve Gilliland on this. He is at Steve_Gilliland. I think it starts with
Steve.
I think it starts with my attitude personally. You get out what you put in most cases. And I think That hit me because I know there's times where there's been like decent PD offered and I've gone in with a crap attitude and like, ugh, I'm grading this stuff, forget it, I'm not, whatever. You know, the whole thing, if you're looking for something to fail, you're going to find the reasons for it to fail.
No, for sure. And I think that, yeah, I think she's totally right there. So, or he is totally right there.
Steve Gilliland?
Yeah, well, okay.
Not Stevie?
Exactly. Question six.
Let's be reflective for a moment. What are your personal PD needs and where can you improve?
Ooh, buddy, that's a good question. I don't know what my personal needs are right now. I think I tweeted something like how to create more time in your day. And I got a lot of funny gifts on that one. But I went with a Natasha Jefferson tweet here, and she is at @Jefferson_first. She said, classroom organization and guided reading. Jan Richardson's book has become my new best friend. And I thought that was good. I went out and looked up Jan Richardson on this, and she is a PhD ed consultant, and she has a lot of information on guided reading and classroom demonstration type stuff. So I was interested in that as soon as I saw Natasha's post here.
Fabulous. I'm with Dr. Jessie Koch. She said, individualized choice. My needs are constantly changing. I need to search out more opportunities. And I think that's kind of where I sit. My PD has been pretty focused the past 2 years. So I'm looking to get a break away from that and dive back in. But I think my PD, I always want to know what's coming and how can I use it?
Yes.
Because we're just not sitting still. I mean, 5 years ago, podcasts weren't a thing.
Well, you know what's funny is
what's it going to be 5 years from now?
Yeah, I saw Karen Bosch tweet this week that said she used podcasts 10 years ago when they first came out, and then she quit for a while. But since it's, I think it's like a new coming back around. She says she's going to get into it again. So, and that's Apple Distinguished Educator, right?
Yeah.
Karen Bosch.
Yeah, and she came to iPadPalooza OU.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very with it. I like her.
Very with it, yes. Well, question seven. What are some ways schools can make sure that teachers have access to high-quality PD? Fund them first so that they can pay for high-quality PD presenters.
Absolutely crazy talk what you're talking about there. Yeah. This is Oklahoma, where we're going to see how much funding we cannot do.
And then we're going to see what kind of, anyway. Yeah. I went with an Amy Myers tweet, and she is at Amy C. Myers. She said, don't ignore the two biggest stakeholders by only using outside experts. Let your own teachers develop PD and listen to students. I think that was awesome. It was almost boom-sossible.
Yeah, that's because a good one.
Yeah. I mean, ask your stakeholders. You want to know what they need? Ask them.
Right. Hey, do an ed camp in your building next year.
Woo!
And if you're a small community and you pair up with other smaller communities, ed camp that at a central community location situation.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
And then you give them 45 minutes. What do I want to learn today? And they post it up with a sticky note. And you organize that mess out.
Yep.
I liked what Todd Gregg had to say. He's at Matthew T. Gregg. And he said, Middell has done a phenomenal job with the PD On Your Plan initiative. I would love to see that expand, though.
So is that bigger than Josh Flores? Or, you know, because he had podcasts On Your Plan. This is right. PD On Your Plan. What is PD On Your Plan? I want to know.
Okay, here's my guess.
Okay.
Something that can occur during your 60-minute planning period.
No, I get that, but goofball. I'm talking about, like, do they put out their own GCN type, you know, is it a digital format? Is it a 24/7 that I can access it, you know?
That may be something to reach out to.
When your plan is.
Right. Maybe it was something to reach out to the @Middell hashtag and see.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. That's a... Great idea.
Because here's part of the problem with the GCN thing is it's coming from people that we have no relationship with. So if I'm working for a company and that's my HR director, that's my school assistant superintendent, that's my vice principal, whatever, I've got a relationship with those guys, I'm liable to maybe tune in a bit more.
Yeah.
But if you just send me the most recent lynda.com video, I may or may not watch it depending on what it is.
Well, and let's be honest, how many situations have happened since the Mary Kay Letourneau and what's his name?
I don't remember.
Vili or something.
Yeah. Having relations, and as it were.
Is it helping the GCN trainings?
I don't know.
Or can we update them and be like, hey, you crazy people who want to fraternize with non-fraternizable people, this isn't cool, and these are all people in jail and for long periods of time, and leave your students alone type thing. I don't know, maybe it should be updated is all I'm saying.
It's quite possible. Question 8, okay. How do you collaborate with others for your own PD?
I went with Kaz Nelson on this one. She says, I collaborate through social media like Twitter, ed chats, ed camps, email, school staff, and of course my fave is Voxer. You and I have Voxer. I'm on Voxer with you're amazing. I don't want to throw you under the bus, like say you're not, but like I've got a Voxer group with some pretty amazing people in it.
I'm in that same group.
You're not.
I am. I'm in that one.
Anyway, like, hello, yes, that's how you PD. So, I mean, my Twitter is for education only. Did you know that? I compartmentalize my social media. Mm-hmm. And Facebook is for family and friends. And Instagram is like, I don't know what Instagram is. But my Twitter is for my PD. It's for my education here. Mm-hmm. And so I use it for only education. And Voxer is close to the same way.
So I actually went with your tweet on this one. So
a little weird.
From Erin Barnes, who is at ebarnes73. She says, I Twitters, I Facebooks, I conference, I podcast, I blog. And when I'm not doing these, I'm taking these in from Okla Ed Tweeps.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I felt like it was a little unfair to just pick you since we get to share our thoughts on this. So I went with Fluster Ed Flores as well, and he said, also bar scrolls, I get so many new ideas.
Yeah.
Who hasn't had a great idea while bar scrolling?
That's where Ed Camp started, isn't it? In a bar?
I believe so too.
Yeah. Well, question 9.
Hey, aren't you in the Edu Match on the Voxers?
I am.
Yeah. See, I'm in
that one
too.
That one's a busy one. Well, that's not the one I was talking about.
I see.
That one is amazing too. I had to mute that one for a while because it's just busy. I went with your information. No, I'm in one with the creator of EdgeMatch.
Yeah,
Sarah the creator of Kahoots. Yeah, the co-creator of Kahoot, Jamie Donnelly, who is into everything, and Deb Acheson, and this, I can't remember Evan's last name, and this guy in Canada, and this gal in Australia. Like, it's this powerhouse, and man alive, it is a great Voxer group. And if you think you and I share well in Voxer, and Anne, you know, that little group, you should see some of the stuff these guys are putting out.
Well, and Sarah, the teacher...
She's
really good.
Yeah. Well, and do you know who Jennifer Williams is? Not Okla Ed Jennifer Williams, but the co-founder. Yeah, she's in there. Alice Keeler. I mean, like, for real.
I do like Alice
Keeler. Of mine. I know these edu heroes, and I don't know. Like, they were like, oh, Aaron's got something to offer, and I'm like, I don't know what it is, but thank you. Anyway, that's how I PD. I mean, it really is through a lot of social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, question 9. Share with everyone at least one place or person that you consistently use for your own PD needs. And I mean, this is where I listed out some of those people on my tweet that I had done for this one, because it really is. Those are my go-to people. If I want to know something about, you know, gamification, I'm going to you. If I want to know something about who I can hook up with who might also be doing, I go to Sarah, you know, and anyway. But I went with the Vanessa Perez tweet on this one because I also want to plug her awesome endeavor here. She says, I run a group with PD opportunities for Okla Ed. And then she puts the link in there. So if you want to know, go there.
But it's in the show notes.
Yeah, you can Google PD Geek as well, and you'll see Vanessa's site. And she has got a conglomeration of every PD that's offered near and far that you can go and get professional development.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
You were a cheater. You didn't give an answer here.
Not going to answer, because I feel like on this, I feel like if I do answer, I'll inadvertently leave somebody out. And I certainly don't want to cause somebody to be disappointed that they weren't included.
Listen, you are super sweet, but I'm guaranteeing you any of the people that you happen to leave out are thinking, oh, yeah, they're awesome, too. That's awesome. They're not thinking that they were left out. Guaranteed.
But I thought that.
I know. Oh, did I leave you out?
I don't want to say.
Anyway, what was your favorite question?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit emotional right now, Aaron.
Oh, my gosh.
No, my favorite question was question one. How do you define PD? What does it mean to you? Because without that, if you can't define it, how can you do it?
That's a good point. I mean, that's a really good point. I thought my favorite question was 7. What are some ways schools can make sure teachers have access to high quality PD? Mm-hmm. You get out what you put in sometimes. Mm-hmm. Another favorite session ever. And it was a sit and get. I mean, she presented to us, we were a giant auditorium, but Kim Bearden was brought into Sepulpa Public Schools whenever I was there. And then Epic brought her in and had her speak to us. And both times I left fired up, and it was amazing. And, you know, you have to pay the big bucks sometimes for some of these people. Right. But these people have they've developed their presentation skills. They've Josh Flores's last presentation that I saw, where he had the sound for pause going when he would pause. And like, these are the people you want coming in, and they're that alone just hit a bunch of people, and they're like, oh, I'm on the edge of my seat because I heard a sound that I'm familiar with. I'm a gamer. And they're like, oh, what's he about? I mean, like, just the presentation style is worth paying for sometimes. They've got good information. You got to be able to bring high-quality PD to your school. And to do that, you got to pay for it sometimes. And so I loved that question, and I thought some districts should think on it.
Yep. I agree with all that. And I think too, unless we sort it out, unless we sort out what it is that we're seeking, we'll never know.
No, you're right. Boom sauce tweets.
So my boom sauce tweet was Caitlin Stevens. She is at Caitlin Stevens. And she said she's always on the lookout for PD that will make me a better teacher in the future.
Yes.
Short and sweet, to the point. And if you're not doing that as a teacher, I'm pointing at you and arching an eyebrow and thinking bad thoughts.
I see it. He is doing that. I went with a Rebecca Kerr tweet on this. Stop pointing at me. Rebecca Kerr is at Mrs. Kerr's _ class. She said, I surround myself with teachers that are constantly bettering themselves professionally. Social media tools are great. I heart Twitter.
Yay.
And I mean, that too. That's if you surround yourself with greatness, you too. Greatness by osmosis? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Anyway.
Hey, and if you put yourself in a building which is always aspiring to improve, you have to up your game.
You do. Every day. You up your game. Yeah.
Right on.
Next week. What is What are they talking about? It's Kim.
It's Kim Blodgett and Sarah, mom of three boys.
Yep.
Effective communication.
Effective communication. Yep.
And I believe Sarah, mom of three boys, is not an Okie.
Oh, really?
Yep. I could be wrong, but I don't believe I am. I hear you madly typing away.
I'm putting effective communication in there. I'm a pounder on the keyboard. You are and I just a pounder. Type four keys. There's four names.
Bah, bah, me Frankenstein type on keyboard.
Oh, my. So that's going to be Sunday at 8 Central Standard
you
Time.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
And if you missed it this Sunday at 8, there's going to be an Oak Let's Head podcast in about a week on it.
And you can find out all the things that we had to say.
Plus some things that, plus other things.
I wonder how many times people are like, all right, if you say that one more time, I am not listening anymore.
Well,
are we getting on any nerves?
We got to be careful because we don't want to run off our seven people.
No. No. At least your mom comes back every single week. I love that.
Now, and prepare yourselves, Oakla Ed, because Aaron Barnes and I will be hosting in a couple of weeks. It'll be an Oakla Said Twitter chat.
I like it.
It'll be crazy cool.
I like it. All right.
All right.
All right, educators, you know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Aaron, do you dress like this in front of your children?
Dude.
So we could Oakla Said our Oakla Said chat.
You're a butthead.
Because you're doing it on the court. Cool, cool.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.